Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Antonio Russo and Trevor Taylor, who are joint CEOs of Zoetic International. How are you today, gentlemen?
Doing well. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing fine, and I think Zoetic's been doing fine. It's been a good period since the summer for the share price. I think we're up from, you know, sub 10p or even sub 5p to 70 pence plus. So you've clearly pleased your shareholders in the interim. The whole cannabis space, it's rocketed and ballooned over recent months. But just tell us how Zoetic fits into that particular ecosystem.
Yeah, sure. So we've developed two different brands in this space. The first brand is under the name Zoetic. It's only being distributed there in the UK and in eventually Europe right now. That brand is very specific to more of a kind of a higher end luxury cosmetic side of the play. We developed that brand with a very specific purpose to tap that into the market and just make sure that we can develop and continue to put out just really good products. And you know, the success of that brand has been tremendous. We've won numerous awards, probably most notably the GQ mention in their magazine and just many other. And so we've been very thankful for that brand and working hard and just putting it out in front. Obviously the new announcement that we had yesterday will bring to light our first brick and mortar distribution for that brand upon the completion of the, you know, FSA application acceptance and that whole process with Novel Foods. Should start putting that into some pretty well-known retailers over there in the UK. So that's the first brand that we've built together. The second brand, I'll let Antonio talk a little bit about. It's our tobacco alternative brand called Chill.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Yeah, so the Chill tobacco alternative brand, you know, we've had great success. We wanted to focus in on major distribution. You know, being in the cannabis space for the last 10 years, I've seen what brands have excelled and what brands have suffered. And you really need to be first to the market and you need great shelf space. And, you know, there's brands all over the world that would love to be in the situation Zoetic is. We have tens of thousands of distribution set up. And how we did that was by surrounding ourselves with the most brilliant in the industry. You know, Eric Schrader, who I'd love to get on your show sometimes, Zach, but, you know, their family has 84 years of history. They've seen the Gatorade, you know, into the market, the Red Bulls into the market. Our goal at Chill is to build a memorable brand, household name like that throughout the globe. And you can only do that with great partners and distribution. With that being said, you can't just get on the shelf and just ignore it. You have to have a strategy and a plan. It's almost like you can't launch a rocket without the fuel. So we have a very strategic plan that we're implementing right now to help us succeed in the store, sell through rate, and become that memorable brand. And we can only do that by surrounding ourselves with the very best people. Trevor and I always, you know, walk out of meetings and say, okay, who can we surround ourselves with today that can help us achieve our goal? And that's what we've done. And we're also building out our online distribution and we're formulating our team right now to do what we've done on the brick and mortar front.
Right. So, I mean, I think from what you said over the last, both of you said over the last couple of minutes, there are a few points to look at here. Let's say in terms of the space you're in, there's a bit of a gold rush at the moment. I alluded to the investors getting, you know, investors on the market. You know, there's many of the stocks are now worth, you know, billions of dollars in this particular space. But there are also many brands, many companies going into your space, and presumably it's a bit like day trading the market. Most of them don't have the expertise. Most of them don't really know what they're doing. They're trying to play on center court, Wimbledon center court, when they're not Roger Federer. They just happen to play tennis once a year or once a decade. So presumably you've got expertise, which has come, you know, from your retail backgrounds. You've got the legal side, which was a big issue with the whole cannabis space until very recently. So all that's put to bed. And, you know, so that you've got USP in terms of your brands, you've got the barriers to entry have been covered, and then you've got that sector experience as well. So are those the factors that make Zoetic what it is?
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously a lot that goes into building any brand, but when you when you do that within the new space of CBD and the ever-changing regulations, and in some cases, you know, there are very few regulations that you have to kind of anticipate what's coming down the pipeline. And you know, for us, you know, with Antonio doing this for over a decade and me involved in it for the last 5-6 years in the cannabis space, you really start to build up the knowledge base it takes to see around that corner, to get a feel for what's coming and kind of anticipate the way rules and regulations are going to fall. And some of the big things that we've seen early on, especially here in Colorado, is the brands that were able to get onto the shelves earliest and stay on the shelves and be, you know, real winners in the space from the consumer side, they went on to become, you know, national brands as the rest of the United States has continued to legalize. Those early winners in the early markets have bode really well. So when you kind of look at it, you know, we've got a 2-year head start on anybody coming into the market now. Not only are we a 2-year head start in places like the United Kingdom, we're 2 years ahead in the United States. We're expanding our brands out into Europe, as we've announced. You know, that head start, in our opinion, is going to play out just in tremendous ways. I mean, you've got to imagine, you know, some of these contracts that we've signed, they took over a year from the beginning that when we first started talking to them until they were finally fully executed. And then, you know, now in the implementation stage, that whole process took over a year. So you can imagine these companies that are just coming on board now, raising their money, putting their brand equity in place, they've got to go through that same process. And so while they're working on that, we're in execution phase. So we'll be on the same shelves that they're hoping to someday get on. And we'll just continue to manage that, that process. So those are some of the big, you know, the big items. Obviously, the legal space, and the regulation space is very difficult. You have to have, you know, some of the brightest people to help see you through that. With bringing on CMS last fall, and now we're working with different groups throughout the globe through their connection and their network. It's really giving us a tremendous advantage, because you can imagine every country that you go into is going to have their own special set of rules for CBD, and you know, each product line can be treated differently. You know, I think the UK has done a great job on getting out in front and saying, you know, here's what we want everybody to do. We want you to go through the novel foods. Well, other countries could be going through that same process, whether it's through the universal process through the EU or, you know, places outside of that. So, you know, when you put it all together, you know, those are our strengths. You know, you would expect, you know, any brand to be successful in a particular category, you would expect them to have experience in that space. And I think just because of the legal environment of cannabis, you have a lot of players that wouldn't have any legal way of having experience in the space, because it hasn't been legalized in their country until very recently. And Antonio and I have been very fortunate. You know, we kind of coined it as the, you know, Colorado is the Silicon Valley of cannabis. We're very fortunate to be right here at the epicenter where the entire movement started. You know, we were one of the first places to legalize cannabis at an electoral level. We voted on it. And, you know, that's given us a decade head start. And so I think when the investors really kind of put their minds behind the whole story and they understand, you know, how we got here, that it's a tremendous amount of hard work, a really dedicated focus. You know, when you kind of hear us talk through the times, you'll start to get a feel that, you know, we're very visionary. We know what we're trying to do. We're focused on it. We've executed the plan in perfection every step of the way. And now kind of the last piece of that puzzle is just the full-on rollout of the stores. And it's just been a tremendous experience for us. And we hope to just continue to build that investor value and let the world see, you know, what Zoetic and Chill are doing.
So you've got the, out of your £138 million market cap at the moment, you've got a couple of strong brands in there. You've got the US distribution network and obviously other geographies to follow. I suppose the only thing left is for us to see what kind of sales you manage to generate. Is that fair, or is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, no, that's a very fair assessment. And that's exactly what phase we're in right now, the execution phase. So, you know, it's one thing getting on the shelves, which is a huge accomplishment, but we have to make sure our strategy aligns to have that sell-through rate that the Red Bulls have, the Gatorades have, because there's not a lot of shelf space available. So if you look at the energy space sector, for instance, there's thousands of energy drinks. There's only about five in any given convenience store. So we have to make sure that not only do we secure that shelf space that we have done, but we need to make sure our sell-through rate is high. And that's, you know, brand awareness, education, still a newer product. And we have that strategy and that implementation happening right now. And that is the phase we're in, Zach. So we're excited to get to that revenue stage, that sell-through phase, but we have to have a very detailed, calibrated plan to make sure we accomplish that without sacrificing our shelf space.
The idea is that the Chill brand is, you know, it's got the awareness now. Even I'm aware of it, having read, you know, been following the RNSs and everything else. So the awareness is there, and you've got that footprint. Then you've got the first mover advantage, and you've got the brand awareness combined there, and then you've got the network to build on the distribution that you have. So basically, it's almost a mature situation now.
Yeah, very, very much so. I mean, it's, you know, it's come together quite quickly from the market standpoint, you know, just over the last, you know, 18 months or so. But what you're really seeing is the culmination of years and years and years of work in the space. And so now it's, you know, now we get into the fun part, you know, the X's and O's, if you will, in a sports analogy. And so, you know, that's the part we're most excited for. You know, we've got a great team in place, you know, the distribution partners that we continue to sign up and bring on board. I mean, they are just top tier. I mean, these are some of the leaders in all of the spaces. And obviously they specialize here in the US in the C-store space, but you know, the one that we are working on there in the UK that we've announced, I mean, they're very focused on the market that they're in, and those types of relationships, you know, obviously you open those doors with your product and your presentation and your numbers, but you know, where you really get into it is giving them the confidence of our ability to execute. And that's, you know, that's where the fun part begins, you know, having the Schrader family behind us and their insight and their knowledge in how to, you know, how to distribute products and what makes products sell really well in their stores, you know, all their experience in the convenience stores through those years. I mean, those are the types of things that, you know, you just can't go and purchase, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you can only get from within. And, you know, nobody's writing books on it. You know, that's, you know, unfortunately for our competitors, they just don't have that type of caliber of people on their team. And, you know, that's ultimately what's making us successful and will continue to make us successful as we, you know, go out through this journey.
My analogy is that you've reached cruising altitude now, and, you know, Zoetic International Airways is on a smoother path. That the difficult part has been done, but I suppose there's still some kind of discount on the valuation of the company. If you were selling soft drinks or selling computers or something which is let's say conventional, presumably the valuation of the company would actually be higher. I mean, there seems that maybe there's still a discount because of the cannabis connection and people being slightly conservative in their outlook.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that people, you know, as investors are looking at in the space. You know, obviously the world got to see the run up in Canada when Canada legalized cannabis nationally. So they got to see the run up of that, and then it came back down a little bit, and now it's, you know, on the rise again. I think you're starting to see the excitement build as rumors are starting to spread here in the U.S. on, you know, what may or may not happen as far as legalization in the U.S. goes. You know, obviously announcements like last year when, you know, when the EU kind of decided how they were going to handle CBD and its classification. I mean, you know, I think there's always going to be a sense of skepticism in a new industry. We are really big into, you know, finding places that are early to adopt to regulation. We feel like that's our best strategy is to gravitate towards those areas. That's why we liked the UK so much, and knowing that they were going to kind of get out ahead of the curve and set some guidance. We think that's important. You know, the industry needs to be regulated like any other industry. And, you know, coming out of, you know, the cannabis space in Colorado, I mean, that's one of the heaviest regulated environments, you know, you can operate in. I mean, the, you know, the amount of oversight that obviously the Colorado government has in that space is tremendous. And not only did we get to operate in it, but, you know, we got to learn the systems and the processes that are, you know, basically being implemented, you know, all over the rest of the U.S. as far as their tracking systems go and how they work through their validation and their testing and all those different requirements. And so, you know, I think investors should obviously be wise in how they're choosing the companies they invest in. We believe very strongly in the regulatory environment, and that's why we've reached out to CMS and work so well with them in helping us with our strategy. But in the end, you know, ultimately it comes down to, you know, the plant and, you know, the CBD derived from the plant and, you know, all the different benefits that the world is starting to see from it. And, you know, we're hoping that in time, more and more tests come out, more and more clinical studies will come out. And, you know, we're hoping the rest of the world will continue to see the benefits of what CBD can offer.
And would you say that there was there's always a slight regulatory risk behind the scenes, or is it something that you're ahead of that, you know, you've factored it in, or you've got that covered?
Yeah, I think you always got to be kind of thinking out ahead and looking at the way different groups are interpreting current rules or maybe the direction that a regulatory environment might be heading towards. So you've always got to be on your toes and paying attention to way things change. But, you know, it's a good thing. You know, the regulation is a good thing to some extent. It weeds out the bad players and it starts setting benchmarks of what's going to be acceptable in the space. And anybody doing this for the right reason and trying to build a truly valuable brand is for regulation. And that's a good thing for us. And it's a good thing for our investors and our consumers. You know, our brands are really well sought after, obviously, and we want the consumers to know in confidence what they're purchasing and be able to explain that to them the best that we can. And we hope that other brands follow the same suit. It's obviously going to have a lot of change as time goes on. We probably see a world in our minds where CBD would be a pretty accepted thing in most households, but, you know, you got to start with the regulation first and then, you know, things build from there. And while that's being built out, of course, our focus is to get on the shelves and follow the rules and continue down that process.
And I suppose, I mean, there's no difference for you as a CBD player to a soft drink maker where they make a sugar tax or they change the rules on how much percentage there should be in sugar. I mean, that's something that you just have to, you live with the changing fashions and the changing rules.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Any consumer product will go through changes, and you know we've seen it in other spaces. And you know, whether it's you know, energy drinks or, like you said, soda pops. I mean, they all have different rules that change in time, and you just stay up with it. You make sure you have a really good crew and legal team in front of it, and you just adjust as you need to.
I think on that note, Trevor Taylor and Antonio Russo, thank you very much indeed for taking the time.
Thanks, Zach. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Zach.
Yes.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.